Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, this is tragic what's taking place, you know, and this has been a scheme. This has been a strategy that's been going on since, you know,
a long time.
We've been talking about it step by step. It's been happening. You know, the world is, there's men right now trying to you know, organize and scheme against God. And they're actually being pretty effective in their own eyes about it, because they don't understand that any moment God is going to, you know, respond to what's going on for Israel. The question is, if America doesn't wake up, you know, we're optional. You know, we're optional in the context of that. And only a prideful man says, or a prideful nation says, they're irreplaceable. And if God allowed Israel to go to Babylonian captivity and raised up a servant called Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, think about this. I mean, while Zedekiah was the leader of Israel, you had Nebuchadnezzar just starting out in his brand new leadership role. And who would have ever thought that one day he would be over your kingdom?
Wow.
That he would be over everything, that you would serve him, that you would put his yoke, his bondage on you. And God would even say, from a true prophet, would say, okay, now you head on over there to Debbie's house, because you're going to be working for him for about 70 years. That's really happened. And if that happened to Israel, you know, if the Holocaust happened to Israel, and it did, we got to wake up. You cannot be friends with people who are the enemy of God. I mean, there's people who are not the enemy of God. They're not necessarily a believer yet.
Right.
They're not an enemy of God. They're not strategizing like they talk about in Acts chapter 4. And they say, why are people strategizing? What a king
strategizes? Plans.
Schemes and plans. But there are people, we can't be naive. They're really doing this. These are amazing days. If you haven't yet, you know, listened to or watched the Children of the Light Rules for Radicals that we have on the video.
Right.
Because there's a dark thing that's being done, but we need to have a light response to it. We got to be, like Dr. King says, we got to respond to it with Christian values. But we also have to be aware it's happening. It's taking place right now. And the big question that I have, you know, and John and I have is, you know, is there not a cause yet?
Yeah.
Is this not a cause? There's 8 million people, John, in Israel. There's like 8 million people. There's 325 million in America. We're the third largest country in the world, known for being the friend of Israel. They have 8 million folks. They're surrounded on every side. We're cutting deals. Our leaders are cutting deals with their enemies. King of Rush, you know, the president of Russia is coming in and taking over Syria, which is on the northern borders of Israel. Our president's cutting deals, and all these other nations are cutting deals with Iran, who wants to annihilate and destroy. And you can see right there, plain as day, that the Palestinians leaders want to destroy Israel too. That's who's actually instigating the religious leaders. The thing about Islam, it is a merger between religion and government. That's what a caliphate is. And so we're in America, you can say, you know, you can be a leader and go to church.
Sure.
You know, and that you're not going to have a theocracy where all of a sudden, you know, any church, Christian church or any church, is over the nation.
Right.
Well, that's not so in Islam. You know, true, authentic, you know, Islam is where we had on our program, they talked about it. And so the question is, we have freedom right now. We have freedom. And, you know, what are we doing with this freedom? When you think about it, what are we doing with this freedom that we have right now? And you think about it, that God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. He's looking for someone. His eyes are going to and fro over the face of the earth. And somebody says, well, God would just pick somebody. The biggest gift that God has given us is freedom, our free will. He's waiting for one of us or two of us or some of us to exercise our free will to say, you know, here I am, God, send me.
Yeah.
And that's not a contingency statement, like send me if, you know, send me if there's a salary package, send me if it's not to the Middle East, send me if it's not, if I get to keep my stuff and my things. And we get back from this break, you know, we're going to be talking about this specific thing. I think it's going to encourage you. And maybe you are one of those people. Think about it. Maybe you're one of those people. And it's going to really help you. You might not even know it, but once you hear what I've got to say, I really believe it's going to stir that person inside of you. Because when you look around at a nation that's hiding behind everything, terrified about what's going on, responding in no way to anything, Israel was just like that. But God found a man named David who did something, and he dealt with what the nation refused to deal with. You got to go see this movie. This movie is, the name of the movie is
Woodlawn.
Woodlawn. And it opens in theaters on the 15th and 16th, and you want to support it. You want to support it. The first time a movie shows, it's important to see it then. And think about this. Think about this. Even if you don't go and you're going to go 2 weeks later, buy a ticket in the first week and just give it to someone so they see ticket sales up. Because this movie reports, John, that 20% of people are standing up in the theater so moved by this true story of what happened with Coach Bear Bryant and what happened with racial division and how God's word began to bring unity at the cross. I mean, I just can't wait for this release. But take a look now at this trailer. You got to go get your tickets today.
Jesus says to love our enemies. We have to love those that oppose us. If you only love those that love you back, what kind love is that?
There's something special about you. I can see it. You have a gift, and you have to decide what you want to do with it.
I can't. I mean, I play for a team that don't even want me. Anybody like me?
I'd like to have a meeting with the football team. I've seen things all over the country.
Well, you and I can see that meeting.
Do something about this.
It's not my fault, Owen. Trying to coach football.
He's bigger than football.
What would you say if I told you it doesn't have to be this way? What would you be prepared to do? I'm asking you right now to stand up and make a decision to change, to forgive, to be forgiven. That's how much God loves you.
What just happened?
Look at me. Win or lose, you my son.
The good book says, without a vision, the people perish. I say, go give it to them.
How many black players you got?
Not nearly enough.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards, and you ain't.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win on this day, they will!
They call him Touchdown Tony Nathan. He's homegrown right in Birmingham.
This is your moment. This is your time. So you go and take it. You go and take it!
This is what happens when God shows up.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show, in a presentation, a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world, television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. It's obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices that just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it. You can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're thinking about, John, you know, so many people say something needs to be done.
Right.
I mean, everybody probably much will agree with that. Doesn't matter what season of life you're in.
Right.
But they're always looking for someone else to do it.
Sure.
It's amazing. And they'll be critical of people not responding what they know needs to be done.
It's always been the case.
And it never crosses their mind to think,
maybe, just maybe,
this man might be you. You think about that.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk to you about that. We want to just have a conversation today because, you know, we're looking for you.
Hmm.
We believe there's a people. We believe there's a person, there's a people. It doesn't take many to stand up, but it takes someone to stand up. And God's word says he looked for a man. He chose one man that people thought would be pretty good. And he didn't work out, and God regretted the day that he ever made Saul king of Israel. But as Saul was messing everything up, turning to natural ways to be able to resolve things, no longer abiding with God, just going, doing his own thing, God began to look over the face of the earth to find somebody whose heart was after him, who wasn't worried about anything. And he found this young man who was doing what his father asked him to do for the family business. He was out, you know, taking care of the responsibility the family had, you know, your sheep and all that. And he was taking care of those as a shepherd, playing music, just loving God. You know, you can love God. John, I really believe there's somebody right now that's watching that you're like David. You're in love with God. You're ready to do anything God tells you to do. But you'll look around like David looked around, and you don't see any possibilities. You have all these people who saying they love God, saying that today would say they're Christians, and but their systems and their structures and their mechanisms are nothing but just restrictive. You just won't even flow in that. It doesn't fit in you. Well, you know, David was chosen by God to you know, be the new leader of Israel. It was done privately with a prophet that came by and looked over his brothers, went through all of his brothers, and they thought they were going to be the one because they felt like they were the one. They said, is anybody left?
No.
And he goes, yeah, we got this one guy, you know, we kind of just reject him, but his name is David. And you'll find out when you love God and you're willing to do anything for him, the people who don't love God, who say they do, they won't love you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get under their skin. You know, you get under their skin because you're thinking like, well, how does this apply to what God wants us to do? You keep bringing God up, right? And so, anyway, you know, Samuel anoints him, and then he goes back to work. And all of a sudden, the entire nation, all of Israel, think about it. Right now, Israel's surrounded. Israel's not Israel that day because they're going like, we ain't going to do that no more. But America's like that right now. I mean, America's, you're looking at crazy things going on. You're looking at threats to our nation, threats to Israel's going on. Israel's going to stand up. The question is, will even America stand up? And so David, you know, the whole nation is terrified. There's a whole national threat coming against Israel. All of their military forces are terrified. They're actually terrified, even though they have whatever their, you know, military equipment was of the day, but they were terrified. The king, the president was scared. You know, the king was scared. The generals were scared and all that. And so David's father tells him, says, listen, your brothers are out there hiding behind a rock. Mm. You know, I want you to run up there and give them something to eat, right? And so he goes to his out there where they were on the front lines, but they were all hiding, John. They were all hiding. They were terrified about what they're, this is amazing. So many people are trying to live that they never do.
Yeah.
It's not until you're willing to die for something are you willing, ready to live.
That's right.
And you look what people are trying to live for. It's like, what, another television program? You know, you know, one more post
vacation.
On your,
yeah.
One more post on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he goes down there and he sees these big brothers that dogged him out for years. Said all, they had all these great ways to be able to do something. He wasn't qualified to do anything. They thought that he's the one that they should have been the leader, not him. And they resented him. He's like, I'm just coming to bring you some food. And they begin to ridicule him. Think about it. They're hiding behind 501c3. They're hiding behind they're hiding behind rocks.
Yeah.
And the national threat was a huge threat, and it was being led by a giant named Radical Islam. No, named Goliath. This Goliath thing was coming against them with these armies. He was a giant. I think he had like 72 toes. No, he had more toes, you know. About as many toes as Pat.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. No, so here this threat was coming in. This threat was coming in, right? He's just going to bring some bread to his brothers and some cheese or whatever. And they see him, and here they are, cowards hiding behind rocks. And they start criticizing him. And he goes like, what have I even done? Now, here's your, take your cheese, take your crackers.
Here's your bread.
And then he happens to overhear what's going on. And then he heard that the king, the leader, I guess for us it would be like a president.
Something like that.
Is saying like, we don't know what to do with ISIS. We're just like, oh my goodness, right? We don't know what to do with the Goliath. And so David is blown away because he knows God. He knows God's in total control. He's over all things. He created everything. He holds everything together. He has a personal relationship, abiding relationship with God. And he's blown away at these people who say they're Christians. Mm-hmm. I mean, say that they're God's people. And they're hiding behind rocks while God's people are being threatened. Right now, this very day, right this moment, God's people are being threatened. They're being beheaded. They're being crucified. They're being hacked. All these things are taking place. But you know what? Are you hiding behind a rock? Are you hiding behind your tradition and your religion? How about you? Are you a David? Because this is what David heard. David heard, he heard that the U.S. government put out a bulletin. The King Saul put out a bulletin that said, listen, if you will take care of ISIS, you know, if you know what to do with this Goliath, I will let you marry my daughter. That was good back then. And I was like, can I just see your Facebook for
yeah.
Anyway, so and then you won't have to pay taxes, and nobody will have to pay taxes. And what marrying the daughter meant was you'll be in my lineage. You'll be part of the king's lineage, which is a powerful thing, said at this table. And so David's like, no taxes? I could be, he was so humble, like, I would be part of a king's family? Well, I'll do this. And all of a sudden, the very ones hiding behind the rock, when you finally started to do something, they started criticizing you. I want to encourage you. You got to stand up. You need to get to like-minded people, and we're looking for you. We are looking for you. Everything that we're doing, we're trying to find you. We want to encourage you. We want to empower you. We want to unite with you. We want to stand with you before God Almighty. And we don't. And your critics, you forget about your critics. They're hiding behind rocks. They're silent. Who cares what they think?
Mm.
You know, the majority, according to Bridget.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. You know, and so, but to stand during this day. And he said, who is this? Who is these people who are not of God coming against the people of God? Who are these uncircumcised Philistines coming against the armies of God? This is not supposed to be, guys. The church is not supposed to be cowarding down. We're supposed to be standing up, not militant, not radical, not all that kind of stuff. Just stand up and say something.
Mm.
And we get back, I'm going to tell you what happened. This, you got to be prepared for this, because immediately they're going to do to you when you stand up what they did to David. And if you go with that, you're going to be hiding behind the rocks like they are. Think about this. No, I just want to say that Pat has 10 toes.
10?
I heard.
Okay.
I heard he did.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
The day is like today, but it was back in Israel when the whole nation was up under threat. And most people are looking around and they're just saying nothing, or they're quietly going, I can't stand. It's like, listen, if you're not going to talk about it publicly, I don't want to hear about it privately.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
Spare me.
It's like the person says, you know, if I was there, I would have. He's right here. You want to talk to him?
No.
I was just venting a little bit. Just venting a little bit. And so what happened, David's heard, saw what was going on. He basically, you think about it, somebody who has a heart maybe like you, like David, after God, you're thinking, I believe what God says. I believe he is who he says he is. I believe that Jesus is with me. His spirit dwells with me, and he is looking for a man, and I want to be that man or woman that stands with God.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you take that stand. You have to understand all the people hiding behind rocks waiting for something to happen that they're not going to be involved in, that they're going to take probably credit for when it happens.
Sure.
When you start to stand up, it makes them not look so good. I mean, you think about it. A shepherd boy's coming up there to deliver lunch, and these military might folks are hiding behind rocks, and they're hiding, you know, think about
terror
that.
Terrorized.
Terror. I mean, you could understand why there would be terror. You saw what we just said on the program with Israel, what's going on, which is going to be happening in America, is happening in America, but it's just everybody's quiet. They call Christians out in Oregon and begin to shoot them because they're Christian. But where do you see people silent? You see people silent.
Yeah.
You see people silent. And they are not responding to what's going on. And it's a dangerous thing. Goliath was threatening, and the armies with Goliath, they were threatening that the will Israel even survive this? And their leaders and their military and all their men were hiding out. And so David just stood up. And he said, this is just not right. And then he heard about the benefits that the king would give if you actually stood up. And he says, you know, we got to do this. This is the right thing to do. And so he begins to stand up. And the first thing they do, John, the first thing they do is that Saul, who's hiding, who's terrified, who's trying to send somebody out, but nobody will go.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing Saul does is take his tradition, things that used to work for him, and he starts trying to put them on David. David, a man after God's own heart, who basically just spends time with being responsible and doing his thing and, you know, making music to God and his heart and all these things. So all of a sudden, he has this like armor on. He's trying to, it just doesn't fit. You know, what are you trying to do? And you got to be careful with this, because you'll look around. Most people have that stuff on them. And you'll look awkward not putting it on. But you have to understand, remember, this is important. They're not going to tell you this. If it was working, if what they had on was working, then Goliath wouldn't be threatening the nation. So just treat them nicely. They're important, you know, but don't, you know, do what they say, not what they do. That's what Jesus said, right? And stand up. And David says, and I can't do that, but I can use what I've always used, because I fought the lion and I fought the bear. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Those battles you went through were to train you up to be able to deal with what's taking place in your season of your life. And God is looking for someone to stand up. We have to stand up in this day. And so one man stood up and he said, is there not a cause? Did you just see the Jews being stabbed and hacked? Did we not see the Christians being shot in Oregon? Did we not see the Christians in South Carolina in their church, and this crazy man goes in and begins to shoot them because they're Christian, because they're African-American? I mean, we got to do something. This is we're not wrestling against people and flesh and blood. This is a spirit that's been loosed over this land, and God can defeat the works of the enemy. He came to destroy the works of the enemy, but he's looking for someone to stand up. What happens if David wouldn't have stood up? We're looking for you. We're looking for you. We are desperate. We are going through all the people who are hiding behind rocks, who are looking for another religious thing to do, and we're trying to find you. We're not trying to find somebody who'll stand. Not in your own strength, but in the wisdom and the strength of God to be able to stand up for the church and the kingdom of God to this day. There's so many young people right now that are ready to do something for God, but what they see is a whole bunch of Sauls and older brothers that are just stuck in some tradition and they can't break free from it, and they criticize you when you try to stand up and do something about it. They say, this is awkward. We don't do that. Who cares? What you're doing's not working. It's time to stand up. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're looking for you. God's looking for you. We got to reach past all that armor and all that tradition to tell you God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You can do what God's put in your heart to do. Today is the day of the new beginning when you can say, you know what? This whole nation may have been segregated, but me as Coach Bear Bryant, like this movie that we've been showing this trailer, he stood up and said, it's going to be different. We're not going to do that no more. We're going to break that right here. We're going to begin to integrate our football teams, and that's just how it's going to be. And he took a stand. He was brave during that time. Now we have to take stands now in America. And I'm telling you, we need you. You're not going to be alone. There are people who think like you, who talk like you, who have a desire to please God. You're not perfect. We're not perfect. But you know what? God's perfect, and we can stand with him. God has given us wisdom. He's given us ways. He's given us relationships. There's people ready for a David to rise up, ready for a Gideon to believe God and his plans, ready for a Josiah who said that he'll lead with great humility, but he'll lead like God said lead. You know, ready for a Jeremiah that will talk to a people that would not even respond, but he will do exactly what God said. And he's looking for David, a man after his own heart, so that he wouldn't have to destroy the land, somebody that would stand in the gap. I mean, you think about it. You're not crazy. You're just looking at a whole bunch of terrified people who don't want to come out behind the rocks. But he's going to realize when David got that rock, he went and got five smooth stones from that river, and he had a slingshot that would swing around. Everybody has all these stories about how fast it goes. But let me tell you something. Unless God's in it, it's not going to work. He went and got what he was already familiar with what actually God taught him in. And I don't care what you learn to do, God wants you to use that for him, not go put on some other kind of thing. He went and got five smooth stones. He put it in a slingshot. He put one stone in, and the very thing that everybody was afraid of, the thing that everybody was terrified of, all the way from the president on down to the generals, on down to the preachers, the pastors, and all the guys. I mean, think about it. Everybody in the whole nation was afraid of Goliath and what he was doing. And he looked at that thing. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to come against the armies of God? And alone, while the armies are behind the rocks, he runs at the problem, and he's swinging his rock, swinging his one talent. God killed the lion. God was with me to kill the lion. God was with me when I killed the bear. What is this issue? And he starts running right towards the problem. If you're going to hide behind things, you're not running towards nothing. God's waiting for us to stand up like Josiah and position ourselves to hear his plans and run directly at the enemy, declaring our victories in the Lord so he can defeat our enemies. He cast that stone out while Goliath is going, you're sending me a dog? I mean, how many people, John, hear one little insult and they go, oh, it was all good to that point. They think I'm a dog, right? And he sat there and he went and he threw that stone, and that stone landed right in the middle of ISIS's head, right in the middle of Goliath's head. And the man that threatened them, the whole threat was over, and their leader fell out, and he took his own sword. David took the own sword of the enemy and cut off the head of Goliath and held it up before him and says, boom, this is it.
It's over.
It was over. It was totally complete. But you know what? The first thing that's listed, John, the first thing that's listed on who people who don't go to heaven are cowards.
That's right.
We've been taught that it's okay to be a coward. Listen, it's not okay. We have to trust God. He says, pick up your cross and follow me. Don't look around. There's a lot of people hiding behind rocks. We need you. We need you to stand. Listen, there's so many things laid out for you. We've been preparing a place for you that we can march together, walk together, not militant, not radical, not religion. Just stand up for God and watch the Lord destroy our enemies. I want to pray for you right now. You got to contact us. You know, call us at 844-40-VFN-TV or go to VFNTV.com and contact us. We're looking for you. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for those that are watching that have the heart of David, God, that you would begin to stir them now, that they wouldn't look to others for identity, but they would look to you and realize it does matter what I do. It does matter that I step out, that you can make a difference, that I can make a difference in God. I can stand up in this day and make a difference, Lord. And I just pray right now for that person, God, that you would stir them, God. And I pray and just bind this religious spirit that would cause people who stood up with for the heart of David to be able to do what you want, that they want to be critical and fault-finding. We just bind that spirit and we say for courage to come over the church. Courage in this day, Father God, that we could stand against the enemy, Lord, while you destroy the enemies of your people, God. Lord God, protect Israel. Save Israel, God. Protect your church. Encourage those who have a heart after you, Lord. Bring us together for a day such as this, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. Thanks for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.